Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, people will go to therapists for all sorts of reasons, and often it emerges that the reason isn't what they first thought it was. That's part of the process. But for clients of Lorraine Flaherty, the cause of their upset might lie in the deep past, in a life they previously lived. Lorraine, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So have all your clients had a past life, Lorraine, or how does it work?
Well, I'm under the impression that pretty much everybody on the planet currently does have had other lives, but not all of my clients come just for that particular reason. But usually when a past life emerges, it's because they have some idea that there's something that's blocking them and they don't know where it comes from. They can't reasonably explain it from the things they've experienced in their life so far.
Mm. And so is it your job to suggest that it might be a past life, or it might be something in their current life they haven't thought of?
I guess as a therapist, my role is to help them get a sense of where it might come from. If somebody doesn't have a belief in past lives, I'm not going to bring it up. My first port of call would be to go in and look at the memories from their childhood and maybe even stuff that's happened with their ancestors along the way, because the field of epigenetics now lets us know that we've inherited not only physical and kind of medical issues, but we also inherit fears. And it will only be if a client suggests that the past life might be an option, or in hypnosis, a past life spontaneously emerges when I ask them to go to the root source of their problem.
Right. And so even under hypnosis, is it a fairly direct path to that past life, or does it take a while to get there?
Well, hypnosis is not what most people think it is. It's actually just a focused state of attention, which is allowing people access in a deep, it's like meditation really, in a deep focused state. They get access to what I call the database of the mind. I see the mind as being, it's a bit like a computer with lots of files in there with all of their memories. And those memories will include, at a deeper level, those memories of the lives that, the other lives that they may have lived. So in the hypnosis, if we ask the right question of the unconscious mind, or the gatekeeper, if you like, of all of the data, I may suggest they go to the origin or the root of the problem, to the first moment that their challenge in life started. And we effectively, I may give an analogy of walking through a doorway and they will find themselves in the memory itself.
Okay, so that sounds like, you know, subconsciously, they know exactly what's causing this problem. You just need to kind of unlock that door for them.
Absolutely. Yeah, the answer is always embedded within the subconscious. Unfortunately, logical mind or conscious mind has so much other data from all of the things that we experience in life that it doesn't know what the root cause is. So oftentimes, it's only through that use of that subconscious investigation that we can really get to the heart of a problem.
Okay, and that problem in the previous life, is it unfinished business, or by which I mean, like, is there something from their past life that's bugging them, or has that problem reappeared in their current life?
Well, interesting you use the phrase unfinished business, because that is a phrase I use a lot. And it could be a combination of things. I'm under the belief I've been doing this work officially for nearly 30 years now. And so I really have a sense that as souls, we come in with a sort of a challenge or a test that we agree to, something that we're going to learn or something that we will experience. And so people in our lives provide us with the opportunities to work through those tests. And sometimes we get to the end of a life and maybe we haven't completed it and it does become unfinished business. Or it could be linked to karma, where actually we have, we've signed up to go through a particular lesson. I sometimes use the example of forgiveness. And that means that in our life, somebody will have to do something that we'll have to give them forgiveness for, or the other way around, that they have to forgive us for, so we have a real sense of it. And again, if that hasn't been completed by the end of the life, sometimes those lessons roll over to the next one.
Right. Okay. But it's the lesson rather than, because obviously you can't, if say you there was somebody in a previous life you hadn't forgiven, you can't forgive them in this life because they're not around anymore.
That's correct. But it's like the energy of the lack of forgiveness might then mean that they can't trust other people, because somewhere in their psyche, there's a sense, well, somebody let me down, or they did this terrible thing that I wasn't able to forgive them for. So it will prevent them. It creates a sort of block to trusting other people. So when they go in and recognise that this was something that came from a past life, and then we enable them to go back and effectively meet with the person and forgive them, then it kind of breaks the hold that that unfinished business has on them. Mm. And I very much work with contracts. So I do believe that when somebody agrees to help somebody with a lesson, that we sign up with contracts or even our tests, our lessons. You know, a soul might agree to do forgiveness or suffering or you know, whatever the challenge might be. And if we don't complete the lesson, it carries over. But sometimes souls might actually complete the lesson, but they don't realise they've done it. And then it's still left as unfinished business. I'll give you a quick example if I can. Mm. I had a client with a terrible life. She'd had all sorts, I won't go into details, but she had all sorts of awful things happen to her. So she wanted to know why she was suffering really badly. So I took her into a past life memory, and she went in. She was a very young child who'd been orphaned and had had a terrible existence, and really nothing good came of that life. And she died very young. And at the end of her life, she died feeling like she was a complete failure, that she'd achieved nothing, she'd amounted to nothing. So there was this real heavy energy, I'm a failure. Anyway, when we got to the end of the past life, which is what I get people to do, we kind of transcend it. We move up to a space where they can do an overview of it, which often people will talk about, you know, in near-death experiences, the review. And we asked her, what was the soul lesson? What were you supposed to experience? And the soul lesson was to do unbelievable suffering. And when we said afterwards, why would you do that? Her higher self said, well, it's a spectrum. It's a pendulum that swings. So the karma is not punishment and reward, it's balance. So because on the one level, her soul wanted to know what unbelievable joy was like, she had to do the equal and opposite of the unbelievable suffering. So she signed up for it. She had this terrible life, but because she felt like she failed at the end of the life, it wasn't acknowledged that she'd done the unbelievable suffering, so the box didn't get ticked.
Okay.
So she did that same thing over, and she was still doing the unbelievable suffering. So in the session, we were able to say, well, did you do unbelievable suffering thoroughly? And she said, I did. So we ticked the box. That was cleared, and it was, you know, that was filed away as a completed process. And her higher self came in and said, now you've done that, you have permission from now on to experience joy. Not unbelievable joy, because you've done that somewhere else, but for now, going forward, we'll you know, balance the pendulum right in the center, and you can just do joy. And for my client, that was so far removed from anything she'd experienced, and it was really huge for her.
Yeah. When you say she signed up for unbelievable suffering, Lorraine, with who? That almost sounds like there's some other force at work here patterning people's lives.
Well, when I use that terminology, I guess I'm talking about with her higher self or with her spirit guides or with, you know, with her own soul, really, because we decide what level of experience we're going to have. And I guess some souls come in and they just want to experience smaller lessons. They want to come in and they want to know what life experience is. But other souls who are, I would say, a bit braver, see how far they can push it, how far they can test themselves when they come in here. Because obviously, the more difficulties we go through, the more we grow and the more we evolve. So I always say to my clients, you know, the more difficult your life is, the more it means your soul has chosen to grow and probably the braver you are as a soul.
Yeah. And the issues people might have from a previous life, is it the immediately previous life or might it be like four lives ago?
Well, see, life and our lifetimes are only linear on the earth plane. So it's quite hard to get your head around it. But when I transcend that space and we go into the holding place, Jung called it the collective unconscious. Some people call it the Hall of Akashic Records, which is the sort of database where all of these other lifetimes are being held. Time isn't linear. They're all kind of happening at the same time. Think of it as more like being on a wheel. So the Tibetans talk about the wheel of life or the wheel of lives. So all of these lives are all happening at the same time. So it doesn't matter which one we heal. This is why when we do the past life therapy work, it actually heals the current life as well. Because the patterns that you change and the contracts that you change and the healing that happens and the karmic threads that are broken or resolved with other souls, it means that it transcends, or it transforms in this life too. So, I mean, I've had clients who've had, you know, huge family feuds. I had one client who'd fallen out with her father over a business, and they haven't spoken for a few years because they'd fallen out so badly. And in the session, we were able to see that they had agreed to a power struggle in previous lifetimes, and it had still been running. And in the past life session, they were able to acknowledge each other, to recognize each other, to see that one had been, you know, in sort of more power in one life, and she had in a different life. So they made peace,